वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
नारायणं नमस्कृत्य
नरं चैव नरोत्तमम्
देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं
जय मुनीरये
नक्षत्रायेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्यति। पांडव सर्वान् शिशून् सर्वान् अरक्षताम् व्यवसनतः अरक्षताम् व्यवसनतः पितृव्यौ पितः पितृव्यौ गतौ पितः। The word for translation. Pitari, upon my father. Uparate, falling down. Pandav, Maharaja Pandu. Dharman, all. Naha, offers. Subhrajaha, well-wishers. Shishon, small children. Arakshatam, protected. Yavatanataha, all kinds of dangers. Pitruvyau, uncles. Kva, where? Gatau, have departed. Itaha, from this place. Translation by the Guru is Yeti Bhakti Vedanta Samishra Shri Kumar Shri. When my father Pandu fell down and we were all small children, these uncles gave us protection from all kinds of calamities. They were always our good well-wishers. Alas, where have they gone from here? Easily. When my father Pandu fell down, and we were all small children, these two uncles gave us protection to all kinds of calamities. They were always our good well-wishers. Alas, where have they gone from here? Take 35. सूत उवाच
प्रत्याहादि पीडितः
भूत
उवाच
Sudha Goswami said, because of compassion and mental agitation, Sanjaya, not having seen his own master, Dhritarashtra was aggrieved and could not properly reply to Maharaj Yudhishthira. Sudha Goswami said, because of compassion and mental agitation, Sanjaya, not having seen his own master, Dhritarashtra, was aggrieved and could not properly reply to Maharaj Yudhishthira. Sanjaya was personal assistant of Maharaj Dhritarashtra for a very long time, and thus he had the opportunity to study the life of Dhritarashtra. But when he saw at last that Dhritarashtra had left home without his knowledge, his sorrows had no bounds. He was fully compassionate towards Dhritarashtra because in the game of the battle of Kurukshetra, King Dhritarashtra had lost everything, men and money, and at last the king and the queen had to leave home in utter frustration. He studied the situation in his own way because he did not know that the inner vision of Dhritarashtra had been weakened by Vidura, and that therefore he had left home in enthusiastic cheerfulness for a better life after departure from the dark well of home. Unless one is convinced of a better life after renunciation of the present life, one cannot stick to the renounced order of life simply by artificial drug or staying out of the home.
जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत राधा श्री गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, thank you all for coming to Sunday Peace Program. Sunday Peace Program becomes all of you. We also wish and desire to bring more and more people, that more and more people are benefited. And the purpose, we are also benefited by being this love, spiritual life grows. The chapter is about Dhritarashtra's home. I think you've seen how Dhritarashtra was preaching, advising, suggesting Dhritarashtra going home. I mean, instead of him in many ways, he said, you're like a dog in the remnants of Bhima, who gives your children, most powerful children, Duryodhana and Dushyasana. And he is quick, and Sanjay is not aware of it. And Sanjay is so much aggrieved because he was a deputy of Dhritarashtra for a long time. He was the one who was given a divine vision to tell about Kurukshetra, to tell about what's happening in the war field, even though they were sitting in the palace. Vyasadeva had blessed Sanjaya to see everything as it is happening from where he is sitting inside the palace. Everybody cannot get his vision. It is a special mercy from Vyasadeva for Sanjaya, so that Dhritarashtra can know what's all happening. And here we see Dhritarashtra is finally quit home, and Sanjaya is feeling aggrieved. He is feeling very sad that he was not aware of Dhritarashtra quitting home for renounced order. As Vidura had preached him, gradually he got this aim of renouncing or quitting home and getting the renounced order. A very simple life. Moving from lower level to higher level is very easy. Everybody here might have experienced in life. You have a simple home and you get a lot of money. Somehow, by Krishna's grace and Lord Krishna's karma, you are not very sad or you are not feeling uncomfortable knowing that you are big home or big palace. Shri Jagannatha Dev Subhadranaya Krishna Kija. Shri Gauranaya Kija. Similarly, when you have a small job or the early class, you get promotion or you get a great job with a new company, you are not feeling sad, you are very happy. They got promoted or they got a better job, more comfortable. Same time, consider the decision that happened last year, maybe it's much better now. People are not very happy. It's a very stressful condition because people get accustomed to what they have, all comforts. And moving all the comfort to uncomfortable zone is not very easy, it's very painful. And it's very easy for devotees because they sacrifice for better. They know Krishna is going to bless them. Srila Prabhupada, during all his business, Prabhupada was doing medical business, was very wealthy. And Prabhupada said it's Krishna's plan, Krishna's mercy, that he is helping him to shut up the business. And Prabhupada did everything to spread his guru's message. Prabhupada received his message from his guru, Srila Bhaktivedanta Thakur, to preach Chaitanya Prabhu's mission in the Western world, where English speaking people live. And this is a very practical example, that's a very exalted example which everyone can hold to the extent we can. All of us cannot become Srila Prabhupada because Prabhupada is a very empowered personality. We all can follow the footsteps and move as much as possible and gradually get to pure devotion service stage. And that comes only when we can view material comforts or pleasure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We many times desire to serve, but we can't. Because the anarthas in our heart, in our body, which we have carried from many, many lifetimes, cannot be easily washed away by just saying, I wish to serve. I wish to serve is a good one because the many who do not wish to serve, if you are in much better state, then you wish to serve. But then, where do we serve? Anyone. And any time you have, you can serve. It's not that somebody has to fix something, only then you can, oh, Hari Bol, you probably must do the service. Okay, cool, I'm recognized now, so I'll return. Recognition is fine, but then duties for ready to serve should not wait for recognition. You're not here to get recognized. You're all recognized, that's why you're all here. There are many, many fallen souls all across the globe. You just need to see Shari from a bank or anywhere who don't even know what's happening here. You are very fortunate, that's how you are recognized. Recognize the Prabhupada, recognize the Guru, recognize the Jiranath, all these Bhattra. But then we do not reciprocate what the Lord has given us. We always think, what is the Lord given? Then what are you going to do when you go to temple? Or what are you going to benefit from going to temple? This is what economies or the truly materialistic people think. And this is not going to help them in any way. Prabhupada says, by hook or crook, we want the spiritual life. We sometimes, you know, we are in a very bad situation even in a personal life. Make your life comfortable. Say, okay, let's hold on. Okay, maybe there's something better. Maybe there's something happy. Maybe there's something successful. You don't just give everything at first instance. Suppose you want to drive somewhere, you head on in the direction of this traffic jam. You let it be in every possible shortcut roads or small roads. We don't say, okay, there's traffic jam, so I can't go there. Okay, you call somebody and say, I'm stuck. Because it might be a very important occasion you're going, or it might be your own personal benefit you're going. Or somebody is going to recognize you, praise you, or reward you something. You can't get these situations. And these situations, we don't just because there's something going to happen, we're so negative, happy, it's going to benefit us. So maybe we're going to be more happy, or gain more profit in any way, or get praise. And there's only way to get benefit. And getting down from, say, suppose there's something wrong happen, they want to change the very award even, and you back. There's so many examples. In recent years, something happened, I'm not very sure. The award was taken on a person because of some mistake or because of some malpractice, which was not authentic. I don't remember that. It's something not connected to the spiritual life or your life. So people can easily climb the ladder to a higher level. It's very, very difficult for people to sacrifice and come down and be a menial servant. And Krishna himself has taught, how do you mean a servant? Krishna, when Vishnu Maharaj was performing the huge yajna, Krishna took care of the sripas, padukas, everybody. He was the same person that died, but then he should be shown how one should behave, act for self. And people ask, why Krishna did so many things? Some are good, some are stupid, some are not good, some are illegal. It's a healer. He was a big lord. For example, a head of a company can do anything in a company. But a small employee, or a first grade employee, or who's just entered, cannot do anything you wish. He has to do only things that are assigned to him. He cannot move, he cannot change, he cannot make mistakes. Because he's monitored, he's observed so much because he's new. And they train him and expect him a lot of things. At that point, if people do mistakes, they sometimes shorter them or get a very intricate going on. Similarly, when a person does good things, he is praised, he is promoted, he gets all the benefits. And getting to material life is very easy because there is so much happiness, the body comforts, all the senses required are available in material life. And everything is available in spiritual life also at a very, very high level. And a very long instant, good quality. Sometimes when we go, or most of the times when we go out to shopping or getting something, we try to get the best. The best means get the best quality at the best price. Best price is not very high price, best price is optimum price. Not very low price because if somebody says gold is available 10 rupees per gram, nobody would even think of it because people say it's definitely not gold. At the same time, people say it's like, it's worth 1500 rupees, now it's 1400 rupees per gram. Gold, everybody is precious, you know, because then it is something authentic. And if there is gold here for 10 rupees per gram, people think it's must be stupid guy or selling something else. Why is this gold? Because people know what's happening. And maybe there are certain people who get cheated by that also who are not aware of what gold is at all. And spiritual life is meant for our personal benefit. We grow, we get benefit, and by the spiritual life, we benefit others also. When we are here, what we all are in spiritual life is very, very extraordinary. We do not know how qualified we are in spiritual life. But we have to see the very spiritual comfort. Oh, that person came in a very big way, that person became very rich. Or this person came walking dirty clothes, maybe he could for nothing. And this person, I think, in the company, so he must be working in the company at all. See, we recognize people by bodily expressions, which is not the best way to recognize. But it might be to some extent okay. Because that's not the way Krishna or Guru recognizes the soul. Everybody recognizes by just the smelly comforts, the appearance, and our material conditions. But it's not the exact way to recognize or praise or respect everybody. Everybody who is born a human being must be respected. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted in the forest, even animals chanted to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because that is the thing, Lord. When the Supreme Lord does some leela, every soul, irrespective of what is, animal, plant, human beings, as well as everybody gets mercy. Similarly, when we respect each other, thinking that devotee is the Lord, everybody is here because Jagannath invited them. We can just imagine to be here without being blessed. All of you are blessed with Jagannath and Srila Prabhupada, all the wise ones, and that's why you are here. It's not simply we're just walking somewhere and thought, okay, let me spend time with Jagannath Mandir. Okay, you want another day, they are in another place, no? The many, many devotees here come very regularly, very enthusiastically, dedicated, with so many services. It's because they have taste. Only when they taste a special life, you can really know the quality of life, and you can really practice good sadhana, and you can serve very nicely. Srila Prabhupada gave all his comfort to life as a businessman, and then Prabhupada served in so many ways, and then Prabhupada was in Vrindavan, and she, Radha Damodar temple, translating scriptures, writing, thinking about Krishna, meditating on Krishna, chanting Krishna's name, and having a lot of Vaishnava association. And Prabhupada was thinking, his Guru Maharaj had given instruction to go to the Western country and preach that many, many souls were born and get there. But Prabhupada was immensely involved on his activities of sadhana. Then Prabhupada was not here to follow his instructions. Sangi is having left for years. Prabhupada left by cargo ship. It's not even a ship where there are people to talk to them or spend time or share or teach. It was a cargo ship where it was the death material being taken. And Prabhupada, only few of them, the captain, some supervisor, mechanics, manager who control the ship, who manage the ship. The destination where there were no passengers to the cargo ship, and Prabhupada traveling, he was not paying a lot of auxiliary, just to please his Guru's instruction, and that's why we are all here. And Prabhupada has done this, we are being in our own lives, thinking they are enjoying, but actually suffering. Now we were thinking, oh, we have to come here every Sunday, spend 3 hours. You have done something better, but then what you understand is the benefit you are going to get by coming here. You see, the deities have darshan of Prabhupada, getting blessings of Prabhupada, Sri Jagannath, Bhagavad Swatra, Sai Gaur, Radha Krishna, Lakshmi Narasimha Hanumanthe. And you hear Krishna Katha, either Bhagavatam or Srimad Bhagavad Gita, or sometimes you might have some of the programs related to Krishna or his 11 homes. One must understand how blessed we are. Only then we can realize how much mercy we are seeing, how blessed we are, and how much better we are than people who are here discussing outside. The people may think we still have a lot of problems, but then to consider people who are still below you, there are a lot of things which we are all comfortable with. For example, we have a shelter stay here, there's nice and place for shelter, nobody. Slowly out there, I mean, nobody is really fine standing here out, they are clean, or they are willing to close the door, or there is nothing blocking you from talking about Krishna, hearing about Krishna, or sharing your experiences and questioning why we are here, why we are doing what we are doing. Prabhupada called this one to preach. Preaching is not just one way. You just keep on telling to us here and see they are higher and say Hare Krishna more. No. Prabhupada gave time. Prabhupada said, here when you have questions, any time, you can contact me, you can meet me, you can just tell me what you want, problem you have. And that's how spiritual life grows. It's not just one way, it's a two-way communication. It's not just telling and telling and telling that you will not know what's gone or what's left or how much it has been benefited to everybody, and just say, okay, we had a very good. So before even questioning what happened, I just announced everything, saying, oh, you all have enjoyed a very nice class, very just praising myself. I was a person who blabbered and just listened. I don't know whether you are tired, hectic, stupid or not stupid, and say, oh, you all might have enjoyed a great class. Okay, now a great feast, we do not know what's waiting here. I might have cooked before coming here. I do not know how to cook, and you can enjoy the delicious prasad. But I know, and you can't say no. Because I'm sitting here and saying, oh, no, say, oh, Swamiji, oh, no, he's staying every day. After prasad, you know what next thing is. Because I don't know cooking, and I'm cooking. I didn't even tell anybody I didn't know cooking. And this is not the way to serve. The way to serve is do the best. If you do not know, ask somebody, learn from somebody, or ask somebody and then take the help, or help them and take the care of somebody so that we offer the best to the Lord, best to Srila Prabhupada, because Prabhupada has given the best. There might be so many verses of Srila Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, but why Prabhupada's Bhagavatam or scriptures or books are very important is Prabhupada has conveyed the real message, how one should serve the Lord, how one should respect the Lord, how one should respect the holy, how one should respect the guru, how one should practice Dharma in this spiritual life. And this is very, very important. Not everybody does this. You can attend so many programs, so many gurus come, Gurukavachans, and say, I went there, there were like one more than 1 lakh people. Okay, fine, but what is the message? And how much was it taken? Mass or volume is not the question. Quality is very, very important also. Mass is good because people say, yes, we had a very good Rakyatra program, like thousands of people came here, it's very much successful. But then, you also need to ensure how much benefit people take with them. It's very, very important. It's not that, okay, we have so big place, and we get to know that there's a lot of people standing outside, and we say, oh, very sorry, we didn't have to stay through. And we keep on telling this forever. It's no meaning. Oh, Prabhuji, I started standing outside, I apologize. Next week, same thing. And following week, same thing. He thinks there's something wrong with this organization. People don't take care of anything. People don't do anything. It's fine. We can tell it. We can communicate it. Prabhuji, there's an immediate space. The program starts well. And if you can be early, probably you can be in time. So then, he may find the other what's happening. Every day, he'll tell him, thank you for coming. We apologize if you're standing outside. You can provide shelter for you. And then, people are serving. People are doing a lot of service. It's not just because somebody asked them to come. And initially, when we are new, yes, we need to get a push. Because not all of us have the impetus to serve, and for instance, or say somebody is cleaning, and there's a lot of work to be done. They say, 5 more minutes, we should open the neighborhood, and please go. Everybody can go now, and there's one person cleaning the big place. It's very, very difficult. People should share. Only then you can get the mercy. The two words, sharing and caring, is very, very important, even in spiritual life, and same goes with material life. If nobody had cared for us, we would not have been what we are positioned today. If nobody has shared what we have, we would not have got all the benefit we have today. So, sharing and caring is very, very important. I mean, spiritual life is very important because the place where God has given for us, He has shared a lot of things. He cared for us, and that's why we are all here, comfortable. And it's our duty now to care for others and share what we have. And that's what we are doing every Sunday. And every day it's going on, but Sunday exclusively because it's a holiday, people can get time free and then get mercy and get discernment, get more sense for this week to go on. And we have heard comments from some say, for some reason I could come to Sunday and the whole week is not good. And today I'm here. So, I'm very sure next week will be very nice. It's an experience. It's by mercy you get. It's not just by
listening something what it tells and just following literally what you say, you will get mercy. No, I will be speaking nonsense here. So you will have to correct me. It's not that deliberately I am speaking here nonsense, but then I say Vijaya and Kedu Sanjaya, Sanjaya and Shri Dhritarashtra making some mess here. Anybody can point out, who knows? Or think that, well, only if you heard something, or no, you're saying wrong. Yes, I have to check back here. Because sitting here, I'm not supposed to blabber or speak some stupid or nonsense here. You see, this is Vyasasana because the Adi Guru or all the Guru represent Vyasadeva. That's why you call this Vyasasana. One thing here should either repeat or communicate what is heard or what is true. Otherwise, one should not meddle or disturb other spiritual life. There might be somebody coming here for the first time, they hear something from you, they are told a song, and then they think, oh, this person knows, so it's right. And sometimes what happens? The first impression is the best impression. I have something, I have told something wrong, very straightforwardly, I do not know. I do not know whether I have done deliberately or by mistake. And the middle person says, and then anybody says against that, he didn't accept it. No, I heard in the class, so many were sitting, nobody commented, so it must be right. And somebody says, no, that was wrong, my mistake is told. Sometimes even I myself go and tell, if I have done that, I go and tell him, he says, no, there were so many there, there were so many senior devotees, everybody, nobody told, no, no, you are trying to cheat me. And then I can go and correct, because I got to know to somebody that I have spoken something wrong. And then it's because the impression of human beings is the first impression is the best impression. So let's give the best. Or just follow the acharyas or what's told in scriptures or what Prabhupada is saying. And this is very important because one needs to communicate what's true. Prabhupada is we all are devotees. In a proper way, even I act as a postman. Postman delivers letters or materials from one place, on the place. He doesn't alter, he doesn't change, he doesn't open. So, Prabhupada says, message coming from Guru Parampara. That's what we have to repeat. Get confirmed, get convinced, and then we can do the practice. If I just speak and don't practice, it's no use. You can question any time. So, if you hold it, but then you are not practicing. Yes, one needs to question this. Otherwise, we will not know to what extent we have accepted spiritual life and to what extent we are growing. Just listening here and doing whatever you want doesn't change your lives. Everybody should take seriously and practice spiritual life, only then you get benefit. Vidura here was preaching his blind brother, both to his eyes he is blind, to his heart he is blind, to his mind he is blind. Because He was just attached to his children. His children should gain the power. They should rule the kingdom. That's all he had. Because I was a child. Though he was elder brother, the kingdom was given to Pandu. Because he was not blind, he was healthy. So, Dhritarashtra was always waiting for opportunity to grab the kingdom and give to his children. And when Yudhishthira was named as the king, he was very upset, and then through the game of time, as you all know, so many other activities, they try to kill Pandavas. Now finally they grab the everything. But then, finally at the end of the Kurukshetra war, you all know what happened. That Duryodhana was given the chance of choosing either Krishna or his army. He was not aware the point of Krishna or Krishna's supreme personal incarnate. Though they were all seen, he was not aware he was working against Krishna. He was always eager to take Krishna and Pandavas. Not aware that he is Supreme Lord, and there is nothing called killing him or vanishing him or death of Krishna. Then Duryodhana chose the army of Krishna because he thought it's a powerful army, nobody has defeated it, it's a huge army, a lot of people. But then, finally, everybody was killed. The Pandavas triumphed, Yudhishthira was the Chakravarti, was the emperor. So similarly, one should know what the value of spiritual life is. One needs to learn, one needs to ask, one needs to practice. Otherwise, we will not be able to move ahead. I'm coming from say 5 years. Yeah, but then how much has it taken from here? Not taking away things from here. How much is spiritual life, what is spiritual life is taken. It's not just grabbing all the material things and saying, oh no, it's going to get to my place now. How will you come here? No, that's not happening. But then how much you get from here is from the spiritual life, from the practice, from the service, from Prabhupada. Take from Prabhupada. Teach from Prabhupada. Not material. Spiritual life. Spiritual values. You can't see because Prabhupada is the ocean. Or Prabhupada is even is unlimited. But then one needs to start to practice. Only then we can taste what the nectar is. The book called Nectar Devotion. People might ask, I know nectar is sweet or nectar is delicious. But what nectar devotion? You might all have experienced the love and care you give to your children, or love with husband and wife, love between a servant and the master in a very humble state, not the current master and the servant, because many times the servant bothers over the master nowadays. He says, if you don't pay me this salary, I'll quit. Oh, yes, sir, I pay you. Who is the master here? The servant is the master. The master is the servant. But then, in spiritual life, one who knows spiritual life, one who guides, one who gives mercy, or one who is compassionate is the master. It's not that because I'm sitting here, I'm the master, and you're all servants, no. I'm just given an opportunity to share what I have, and today was my responsibility to the Bhagavatam. So it's a mercy for me to speak, and then get to know my thoughts, to all of you, so that you can help me get better. So Prabhupada gives so much mercy which we need to grasp, which we need to practice, which we need to learn. And ultimately, the humble state of mind should appear and we can know what's nectar of devotion. When you serve and when you practice spiritual life, gradually you can experience difference in your lives other than what was happening earlier in your material lives. The activities might be same, but then your consciousness is changing gradually. And that's what Prabhupada wanted to change in the society. So say Prabhupada started this Krishna consciousness movement in the national society of Krishna consciousness. Everyone must get into Krishna conscious state so that you can experience this spiritual life, the mercy of God every moment, not just Sunday 7 to 2. Because we get 11 o'clock for Aarti, 2 o'clock for Prasadam, then more, then forget everything. No, stay from here. Grab from here. Ask devotees. Demand from devotees, we are all here to serve. Devotees are not here to just get respected, give the discourse here and then say, Hare Krishna, so how much have you collected for the temple? How much did you give? You come into so many days, you need to give a big donation. No? Yes, yes, definitely we demand, only from devotees who want to serve. And people who have. They go and say, somebody who has come for the first time, like John Lopes, maybe he doesn't have anything to give or is not thankful for the past 3 days. Say, tomorrow I will give 100 rupees for the Dhirmashtam. Well, you might get a heart attack also. Because there's something, because somebody told there's a program going on, they speak about Krishna, or there's Prasadam. No. People come for Prasadam, they have to respect them because they are the guest of the Supreme Lord. It's not that. We need to respect only people who give these donations. Yes, we need to respect because there is a different mode of consciousness. If you don't respect them, next time you ask them, they will never give you. They never give us. They respect. But then, at the same time, we cannot disgrace or discard, disrespect a person who is not giving anything or is serving a menial service. We need to respect everybody because all of us here for good purpose. And this case, Prabhupada started his con to start the Prabhupada for the benefit of the whole human society. It's not just for one set of people. And we all need to be very cautious also, not to get misguided by saying, oh, why went here? I didn't feel happy that day, so why do you want to go? Don't be discouraged. See, it depends on how open we are to accept things. For example, in a school, teacher teaches everybody. But not everybody gets 100 or 100 or 10% or A grade. Nowadays it's all grades. It's not marks for many of these schools or many of these places. It's just because how much a person can receive. The teacher has taught in the class impartial. The teacher, he or she has not told only few people or few persons to study well, or the teacher's responsibility or the duty is to teach. But then, not everybody can receive in the same way. Many are intelligent, many are average, and some are very, very dull. It's because by birth, they're not accustomed to absorb so many things. They might have, due to the past karma, they might have some deficiency, or some might be lazy, or some might be mischievous. Or some might be thinking, oh, what's all this? This is not the best person. I can just finish up everything in one day. And you can notice, or you could have experienced yourself studying the day before exam. So I have done this. Maybe I turn the book back and forth. Okay, check today. Okay, tomorrow is exam. I do not know what to study. And see, I call somebody, what's important? Oh, can I study this? Oh, no, I think this will come. They are confused. And next day, everything is fine. The paper is fine. The answer sheet is blank. Because my head is blank. I'm confused. So, and this is the worst way to prepare. It's not possible to be the best, at least try to be the best. And in due course, we can get better. We are the best, at least we are better than somebody who's not done anything or not knowing anything. And in future life, every step, every moment we can learn. There's nothing called saturation. Prabhupada, when he was preaching so much, at every moment he used to read books. And disciples would ask, why are you reading your own books? Prabhupada said, if you have my own book, I'll just translate it. And the rasa you get, the nature you get, is new. It's Navarasa. Krishna is called Navayavan. Yes, he's always useful. He's always beautiful. The most you can get from God is immense. Ananta. That's unlimited. But we need to be open. We need to accept it. Otherwise, yes, we all keep coming year after year, year after year. Say, oh, I'm here for 15 years. I know all changes that have happened. But what change happened in you? Nothing. No meaning. Oh, I know this place is really this. I also saw this for the better place. Now they put tides. Now they say, it's much better. Just speaking, conversing is no use. Take the benefit. Take the benefit, and then you will be really benefited by it. And then you're going to grow in spiritual life. And the nectar of devotion is really nectar. Well, one may not understand what nectar of devotion is. In a few times, what I mean is, in your life, they're just coming for like, say, a couple of days, weeks, or maybe 3 days. One day, okay, so go to the book counter, take nectar of devotion. Nice, very nice printing, nice pictures. That's not what you're supposed to take. Pictures. See that and you're going to get mercy. But then, read what the book is. It's immense. It's very concentrated. And the devotion is called nectar because every act you do in devotional service, you gain pleasure out of it. Had I not got pleasure, I would not be sitting here and sharing what is in the book. I'm saying, okay, it's good. Nothing great about it. There's nothing called nothing great about it. Everything is special, everything is great. When Prabhupada went to the West and preached, people didn't accept it just because Prabhupada said, or he's a sannyasi from India. They have seen many, many sannyasis treating them. Because people thought that the best way to get name, fame, money, wealth, or a group of followers, a big group of followers. When Prabhupada went and preached, they were not aware of the value or quality of, or the benefit they would be deriving out of it. It took some time, almost a year, that Prabhupada struggled so much with getting help, no help, nothing at all, with much help. And then Prabhupada tried. Prabhupada initially cooked and served drug addicts in the Bowery, in New York. And this is the compassion the Vaishnava gives. The very important two qualities of Vaishnava one is to practice or inculcate. It's not just for observing, oh, this is a great voice from the teacher. I'm not going to go forward, I'm going to come down. Because one needs to be qualified, you must be checked under voice now. Because I'm ready to go, okay, oh, these are the questions we have, okay, I go to the president again. You know the answers, oh, you're not qualified now. Prabhupada said, you should know this. Fine. They're qualified, that's why they're president or vice president of anything for that matter, pujari or someone. No. You are supposed to do this, no, you didn't do this. So you're not pujari. You're not a qualified pujari, but somehow the gopa could be there, get out. No. One needs to respect for whatever service a devotee is doing. If you can do better, or if you can do much better, or you know everything, you can share, you can teach and learn. Like this. So when Prabhupada went to the West, Prabhupada used to cook in the morning and give to people who are diabetics. They do not know what they are. It's not just knowing where they are, they do not know what they are. They will be in that state. And Prabhupada used to call them early morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, and call delicious prasadam. You see, there's so many things. And gradually, one by one, they thought, what crazy is this old man from India? They're not bringing a benefit to him. They're not doing anything to him, but then he's giving this delicious prasadam, delicious food. They did not know even that's prasadam. They got something really good stuff. And then, gradually, one by one, the prasadam, Prabhupada says, it's like a bomb. It goes inside and explodes and reacts. And then you come to your bodies. Prabhupada is called gulab jamun, literally bombs. So you would say, Prabhupada today has 20 bombs. Prabhupada, how great! Do you have 20 gulab jamuns? You say, no, 21. Because it's not time, circumstance, the condition. It's not that because we didn't give 25, they're not representatives of Prabhupada. Yes, you cannot have peace. Everybody, together, we can cook, eat delicious. We can just have gulab jamun peace. But it's not good for health. Many will not even enter the gulab jamun peace because of the mental condition. But then, it's not that gulab jamun is bad, or the person will have not a good health is bad. But then, it's our situation, our karma, what we have, where we have got all the mercy that we have now. One is to respect what we have, and one needs to strive for betterment, for better quality of life, better spiritual life, better sadhana, or better service. Better service is not that today I'm coming, so after a few years I should be the president of this temple. Yes. But one needs to work towards it, get better quality. Yes, everybody can get every responsibility, provided you are responsible, you are qualified, you work in that way, you are humble, and you are servant of Prabhupada. Because Prabhupada is a teacher, Jagannath, who is a particular parrot, and chief. All this comes from Sadhguru Prabhupada, and every one of us here, needs to bow down to Prabhupada and respect, and get the mercy from Prabhupada. Only then, they are going to grow or advance in spiritual life. If you think otherwise, oh, Prabhupada said, so what great about it? Maybe I can start one more consciousness. It becomes stupid consciousness. International Society for Stupid Consciousness. Yes, I am the owner, I am the author, I am the stupid, I am the follower, and I am the master, I am the servant. Maybe I can cheat some, but then it doesn't mean anything because my way to hell is already defined because I have cheated so many. So my passport, visa, everything is ready to hell. You don't have to go stand in the queue with a visa in Chennai or anywhere. You don't have to worry too much. My international visa for any hell is ready. With the international society for stupid consciousness. So one needs to be very conscious of what we're dealing with, what we're doing, what we're speaking. Speaking here on behalf of Prabhupada, you all respect what Prabhupada is doing, convey the message, share what we have, and be realistic. And then to measure yourself, to communicate, to share, to care, to be wonderful. If you start speaking something that we are not aware of, it becomes very, very difficult. As I told, we keep on melting Dhritarashtra, Sanjaya, Vidura and all. Up Sanjaya say, what are you talking about? The Vidura and Sanjaya say, you should walk the Vidura, because I am confused. So one needs to be very cautious, learn, practice, hear from somebody. Devotees are here to teach. It's not just because I teach, I am the master today. Because I know something, I can share, which I have heard. It's not that suddenly, as nowhere can they came open. Oh, I know this, I know Parikshit. I met Parikshit. No, it's not quite true. That's it. One is to be realistic, practice your sadhana, serve them, and be a very humble son, menial son. Only then spiritual life enters. So the more you open, the more you are clear, you can understand the subject clearly, you can get more information, and you can share. And when you share, you get more faith in God. It's like marketing. People come on the road. Every day you might have seen, you have covered so many things, books, material goods. We say, well, if you buy this, I get 5 rupees commission, 1 rupee commission, 10 rupees commission. But you do not know by telling about Krishna, telling about Prabhupada, telling about scriptures, others, how much commission, how much mercy you're going to get. It's unlimited. And one can experience this. People make book distribution. Or actually, we had Hrinath Sankirtan for the St. Martin. And then one can know that there's somebody who is not aware of what's happening, but then enjoy music, enjoy. Just distribute packets of, just say, please come to St. Martin. This Krishna is going to bless them. Prabhupada is going to bless them so much. They're not aware of it. They will be just giving a simple thing, giving brochures, pamphlets, so people get money. You say, well, that's just doing this, so what's great about it. But if they just don't do this, we just do not have many devotees for Janmashtami. And it will just not be a successful Janmashtami. Something is the gist. But then the same act which is being done gives so much of difference, gives so much of mercy. But if aware of not, that's different. But then it gives so much of seva, and a lot of devotees get help. He would get mercy to come and participate in Janmashtami and get so much mercy. And maybe who knows, there's so many exalted Vaishnavas there who come there and then, oh, I'm searching for ISKCON, I'm not aware, so I can't, it's okay, they just come here. Very serious, taking a lot of seva, doing very humble seva, very sincere, dedicated. So one needs to understand how spiritual life grows, or how you can advance. See, in middle life, you advance in getting promotion, and growing by age, and family responsibility. Oh, I have a lot of responsibilities. So, here we take a lot of responsibilities. We need to be dedicated, sincere. It's not that because we are, we're going to learn everything of you are we enjoying it. No. We need to share and care. Sharing and caring comes when we work as a group. It's not that we want, okay, if you ask, somebody asks, Guruji can enter. So, he's very hesitant because, okay, we can dump everything on him and just enjoy it. He can question always. You are supposed to serve as a menial servant, and you are sitting on a chair doing nothing, and you dump all the service, say what to me. So, why am I sharing? It's my duty to share. So, every one of us needs to share what we have, share the same of you, and care for newcomers. There might be somebody who has come for the past 2-3 weeks, there may be somebody who has come for the first time today, and they will ask somebody who has come for the past 2-3 weeks, or what's happening, or you bring your friend, and you say, what is this going on? Many do not know what form the Lord is. This. I've not seen any of them. There are no temples at all. And how you think is Chaitanya? You say he's Krishna. I have seen Krishna with blue, bluish, blackish, Radha, and I've seen so many temples. Who is he? He's kind of brown, he's a wooden, or something. And you decorate something, maybe you're fooling. There are scriptures. The scriptures saying what is. So, the initial thing, or the first thing you can recommend is Giruna Jagannath Puri, is like a chapter. That 10 to 15 or 20 lakh people come, they are not stupid. They come here because they love Jagannath. Jagannath blesses them. It's not because Jagannath is troubling them every year, they are coming here. No, he's blessing them, that's why they are coming. All of you are here because they have something good in your past experience, right? When they are coming, many weeks, months, years, decades come. But then, if one does not utilize the opportunity, for the real benefit of yourself and for your family, your friends, or all of us, then it's not a good thing to intelligent men grab the best thing. So Prabhupada has given us the best. So grab the best, practice it well, and take your spiritual life to new heights. And you can preach, you can communicate, you can share spiritual life with your relations, and you can make more and more devotees. It's not just because I'm a devotee, I'm a great person. No, because you're getting mercy from the Lord. It's not because, oh, my group, yeah, I know, I'm a devotee. Oh, that devotee knows only you're a devotee, so I'm a big devotee, no? The moment I say, I have 500 devotees, I'm a big devotee, and 200 devotees, a small devotee, a group leader, I'm falling down to zero. How many you are devotees? One needs to very cautiously evaluate spiritual life. Otherwise, it's very, very easy to mistake. just fall down. Fall down is not just falling down on the steps or some first floor to the ground floor or something. In spiritual life, the fall down is an alien offense. We degrade somebody. We drink Vajrapa, Anartha, Aparada. One needs to be very cautious. Very, very cautious. It is not something stupid to spend time or waste other time also. One needs to be very cautious and share authentic things. Or refer to scriptures, refer to devotees, write them. And that's the way we need to practice and be humble. And I'll stop here. And if there are any comments, questions, mistakes have done, please feel free to share so that I can get it. It's not just because I sit here, nobody can question me or point at me, no. If I've done some mistake or you feel something is wrong, if somebody, wrote it, you can have spoken wrong, you can inform me, share, communicate. And that way, you mutually benefit. It's not one-way communication. I say everybody needs to ask questions, listen, hear, communicate, and share what you have. If there's any questions, comments, suggestions, and hands to punch me, please. If there's a mistake, yes, it must be. Please do not hesitate, because questions are the only way to communicate and know. It's not only here, at any time, any devotee. And some might not be in Vaishnava dress, but still, if they're wearing silas, you can go and question them. The newcomers or neophytes, they don't know what's happening here. So, why the bell ringing? Why the deity here? Why not I sit there and deity listen to me? Just if you're very qualified to ask a question. But then, should be very clear to hear what devotee say. Because no, I must be sitting there, he must be here. No, I must be there, he must be here. So, no point in asking the question. If you're really intelligent, no, why you are sitting here? Why the Lord is sitting there? Why Prabhupada is here? So, you are speaking about this book. And what is this book? Everybody can question. And questions are the way for us to clarify, to get information, and improve our sadhana, improve our spirituality. And any simple question, or any complex question, well, I am not qualified for everything to answer, but then the many senior Vaishnavas here, we can take suggestions, or many can discuss with them in detail, and we can get it on. And caring is sharing, is the only way. If a Vidura had not shared and care for Dhritarashtra, Dhritarashtra being blind forever and ever and ever. And yet, Dhritarashtra did more because Dhritarashtra had preached him so much and he got the message. He reached up a long time, even though not in the beginning. But then, the purpose was done for sure. So, any questions, comments, suggestions, please feel free or share. Everybody is fine, okay? That's all. I've seen so many gurus speaking, so why I got to become guru? See, the first thing an individual gets is to get recognition. I should become famous. For people to think not to become famous, not to have recognition, not to have successful in material life, people think he's good for nothing. But in spiritual life, one aspires not to expose themselves, be a very, very humble and menial servant. That's a very exalted position. But what's happening is a mixture, it's a state of spiritual and material life. We see Bhagavatam, just even say a contingent of followers. Like in Mulki, the secondary contingent is coming from Agra, from Mathura, from Kant, South, North. They want to have contingents of followers so that when they have a big show, they can say so many devotees, so many followers are there, they're listening to me, but what are they getting benefited out of? It's very, very important. When Prabhupada was questioned by a press reporter in the United States, they said there's so many sannyasis, so many gurus came from India, and then they've done so much, they do magic, they do so many things, but what have you done? Prabhupada said, You see all this white and dirt here? The photo you saw. Yes. Do you see that?
Yes. The reporter
was thinking, Prabhupada would say something, and Prabhupada said.
And then,
Prabhupada said, what do you know? Yes, money. The Prabhupada said, if you recognize something, because it's very difficult to know what Prabhupada meant by showing the lesson boys and girls who are sitting in front of Prabhupada. First of all, said, could you elaborate? Because she couldn't make much out of it. But she never seen them. So, yes. Prabhupada just told her and just went silent. But she couldn't understand. Yeah. Very few of them sitting. She was counting on metal counts. It's a very small place. I was seeing a few thousands of people, maybe on 10, maybe 20 or something. And Prabhupada said, what if you know? She was not able to make out what's happening. And Prabhupada said, all these were practicing the old things, what they feel is happy. Many were drug addicts, many were into nightclubs, smoking, drinking. They didn't know anything else in life. But now, they are all white ones. They are devotees. And Prabhupada said, you can ask anybody, there was answer. Devotees were very much happening because it's a live show going on. And somebody come with a mind and say, Sanskrit, it's like shame. The whole communication world, you know, because it's going live. But then Prabhupada, they said, Prabhupada, you don't know. Prabhupada said, tell me, Yatra Veshwar Krishna, Namo Vishnu Padaya. They all know Prabhupada's sloka. They all know Bhagavad Gita. So, Namo Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Veshtaya, Bhutale, Srimade, Bhakti Vedanta, Swami, Kanami. Everybody was shocked. These American boys and girls become Sanskrit professors. They were Sanskrit. Because she doesn't know anything what's called Sanskrit. And they were afraid when Prabhupada said, they're slokas. And Prabhupada said, they were also, please don't listen. One by one, listen. And this is how Prabhupada said, changing one's mind is very, very important from the consciousness state, from the consciousness level. They were a total mental consciousness, but they were a break of spiritual consciousness, Krishna consciousness by Prabhupada's mercy. So Guru means one who really communicates what the scriptures, not for my own fame or followers or contingents or my mental. There are so many doing only for their own mental benefit. People do not know. They say, I have a branch in every town or village of the city or of the country, but what are you doing? Collecting money. Making big buildings and trying to cheat people. But they want to definitely go to hell. Maybe it's a spiritual hell because they think Krishna's name and taking money. But then, when people do cheating in the name of Krishna, they want to go to the horrible place. Maybe it's the most hellish place. We do not know. So, better be careful, better be cautious, do something better. Do good. If you cannot help somebody, don't harm somebody. Don't cheat somebody. If you cannot benefit somebody, at least let me not cheat somebody. So, there is a lot of announcements and preparation for Dimashi. We close the bracket. Thank you all for coming here and listening. And any questions, any suggestions, any clarifications, feel free to meet any of the devotees, and that's how we've been here. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Ratra Srimad Bhagavatam.